Well, lovely to see the boys and girls and younger members of the congregation this morning. Thank you for being here. I was wondering what I'd say to the boys and girls this morning, and I thought I'd like to tell you about a little girl who was a tremendous help and encouragement to me. And in order to tell you about her, I have to go back a wee bit further, you see, because every year at Christmas time, New Year in Russia, I organize a special Christmas cafe to feed the pensioners and the poor and the invalids and all sorts of people like that. Up to the moment, we've fed 150,000 people with four-course Christmas dinners. That's a lot of dishes to wash, believe me. Not all at once, of course, but over the past years. Last year, we were working in Bulgaria, and we fed there 15,000 people and presented the good news of Jesus. We were working the Christmas before last in the city of Minsk, in the Republic of Belarus, part of the old Soviet Union. And every day we had a group of special children. I call them my special children. They all have special needs. They're all children with various disabilities and mental problems. And every day they were coming to eat. And I had lots of fun with them when they'd come in, you see, because I'd be going around pouring out the lemonade for them to drink with their dinner. The Russian word for lemonade is sok. Your mother will look at you twice if you tell her you want sock with your lunch this lunchtime, won't she? So I'd be going around and I'd say to them, sock. And they'd say, because many of them couldn't speak, so they'd just make a few noises and say, mm-hmm. And I'd pour just two or three wee drops into the glass and say, enough. And they'd say, mm-hmm. More. There was one wee fellow, you know, although he wasn't supposed to be just have his complete mind, he wasn't very slow. Because when I leaned over to pour his few drops, I saw a wee hand coming out under my elbow here like this. And just at the vital moment, he gave it a push. And the glass ran over onto the tablecloth and all the children were laughing. And it was wonderful to be there with those special children. And one day, the director of the center that they go to, a place called the Island of Hope. One day when she came, she spoke to me and she said, we are dreaming. Oh yes, what are you dreaming about? We are dreaming to have a house on the edge of Minsk where some of these children can live and where some can stay for respite care. And we are dreaming about it. And I said to her, Ludmila, don't be coming talking to me about dreams, because I can't really pray about dreams. Come to me with a concrete proposal. Of course, you've got to be very careful what you say, especially when the Lord's listening, and he's always listening. Because a couple of days later, she came back and she said, Ronnie, we found a place, concrete. Come and see it. So we went to look at this house that one rich Russian had begun to build, a big house. He'd got the walls built and the roof on and the windows put in, and then he had no more money and the whole place was left. And now he agreed to sell it. And Ludmila was very excited because she'd found this. And we looked around and said, would it suit you? Yes, yes, yes. And we talked to the neighbors. Would you mind such children living next door? No, 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 we don't care. And then we came back, because it was very snowy. We came back to get a cup of coffee to warm ourselves up. And we're sitting there and I said, well, you'd really like that place? Oh, yes. Well, I said, I better tell you the bad news. I haven't any money at all to buy it, not even one single pound. And her face just fell, so disappointed. And then I said to her, but I know someone who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and we'll pray and we'll ask him for it. And I said, we'll just pray right now. And we began to pray. That was already February. The man who owned the house said to me, we'll sell it to you for these children, providing you can pay all the money by the 1st of May. So it wasn't very long. And I came home, and we were praying very hard. But the Lord didn't send many gifts. And I was getting a bit worried. And one Sunday, I was asked to go to preach at a wee church in County Down. And when I went to the church in the morning, right at the end of the service, I said, would you pray for us about this house? We're going to call it the House of Sunshine. And I asked the people, would you pray? That night when I came back at the end of the evening service, as soon as I finished preaching and went to the door, a wee girl came running out, about 10 years old. And she ran out and stood next to me. And then when she got there, she was a bit shy and didn't know what to say, you see. So she stood there sort of rocking a wee bit like this. And then she said, Mister, could I talk to you? Yes, love, certainly. And then she rummaged in her wee handbag and she took out an envelope and she said, Mister, could I give you that? And I said, oh, you could, darling. And then she said to me, you see, I want to be part of the miracle when God gives you the house of sunshine, and he will. And I was very touched by the words that she said. I want to be part of the miracle when God gives you the house of sunshine, and he will. On the way home, I opened a wee envelope, and inside that little girl had put £100 and a wee note. And on the note, she'd written, I was saving up all my pocket money to buy myself a mobile telephone. But what do I need with a mobile phone to talk to my friends and frazzle my brains? That's what she put. When those children need a house, I want to be part of the miracle. You know, after that, many a night when I was driving home, I'd be praying. And I'd say, Lord, you're going to do this. And you're not going to do it for me. And you're not even going to do it for those children, but I believe you're going to do it for that little girl. You're not going to let her down because she really believes that you're going to do it. And then I'd say to the Lord, and he will. And God was very gracious to us. That little girl encouraged us. No wonder Jesus said a little child shall lead them. And unless you have faith like a little child, you'll never be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. The Lord gave us the house of sunshine. We had a work team out there a few months ago working at completing the building. And in just about 6 weeks from now, we hope that the children will be moving in there to the house of sunshine, because that little girl was absolutely right when she said, and he will, because he did. And you might be only young this morning, and you might be only little, but God loves to hear the children's prayers. And he loves it when you trust him and believe him. And of course, the best thing of all is when you ask him to come into your heart and be your savior. Then you can really talk to him and you can pray for the missionaries around the world and all of God's work. And God hears and answers prayer. And he will. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. There's a few wee leaflets there with some pictures of the children at the House of Sunshine. And you can read a wee bit more about the Island of Hope there as well. And we'll leave them about afterwards. The Lord bless you. Thank you.